Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So happy Friday, everybody, and today we're going to conclude our discussion on maintaining your ideal weight. And the point I want to make today is that if you are not where you want to be and you're not at your ideal weight, make the decision to do something about it. Now, there's some realizations that I came to, and one is that I cannot consume at the same level as I did in my 30s without putting on weight. My metabolism has slowed down, and I've reached a point where I need to do something about it, and it's got to be a change in life. It can't be sporadic. It can't be a binge diet. It has to be something that I do day in and day out. And when I talked earlier in the week, I think it was Wednesday, I talked about a calorie allowance. I know I can eat 2,200 calories a day. At that rate, I won't gain weight. And as a matter of fact, I may end up losing about a pound a week based on some of the research I did. So I have to keep myself within those parameters. And I can no longer just eat everything I want. I've got to apply moderation to the equation. So I've just created that habit in my life. I'm tracking what I eat every day. And I invite you to do the same thing. If you have challenges around weight, and a lot of us struggle with this, if you're one of those people, make the commitment to simply take control of it. The first step is just to track what you put in your mouth. Keep up with the calorie count over the course of the day and start to make better decisions. What'll happen is you'll make trade-offs. Now, that piece of cake that's 700 calories may not be worth it anymore when you realize that all you have is 2,200 a day. The other side of the equation is you have the ability to exercise and burn off those calories. And you'll realize quickly that if it takes you an hour to burn 800 calories and that donut you're about to put in your mouth is 850 calories, maybe it's just not worth it. So simply by keeping track of these things makes a big difference. Earlier in the week, I gave you some tools to look into, like a heart rate monitor and a few different apps. So go back and listen to Tuesday's or Wednesday's episode to get some specifics if you're looking for it. But the point here is that moderation means there are some trade-offs in life, and you have to put the habits in place if you truly want to reach and stay at your target weight. So if you're not listening to us daily, subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes and just commit to joining me for a few minutes each day. It costs you nothing, and we can all use that mental adjustment. So let's do it together. And before we finish, let's just take a minute and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. So join me Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But in the meantime, if you're not where you want to be from a weight perspective, make the decision and make the commitment and create the habit to get yourself where you want to be.